This is live from Studio A. Maya Jensen here, and we have Axtell in the studio. They're in North Shore. They're traveling the North Shore here, touring with their new EP, Traveler, and they are playing tonight at Dublin and then on Saturday night at the Red Herring Lounge, all part of their U.S. tour, and we want to welcome them to the studio. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Well, let's kick off with a tune, and then we'll talk a little bit about the tour and your visit here to the U.S. And the new EP.
Great. All right.
Let's do Hello.
Axtell, live from Studio A.
I'll keep my sorrow hidden through the day. But it's not like you would see it anyway.
Cause I still got a lot of things to say. But all I mumbles, don't you wanna stay? Ooh.
So don't you tell me that love's all around. If I watch her as she left town,
loving's only got me feeling hollow inside. Love is what has got me in this trouble. Ooh.
Loving gave me chances to be by your side. But if I love someone else, I'll hurt her double. No. I'll leave her hello. Well, seems like rainy days are here to stay. But it's not like you would see them anyway. Ooh.
I hope that ticket took you far away. Guess I was in enough reason to stay. Ooh.
So don't you tell me that love's all around. If I watch her as she left out,
loving's only got me feeling hollow inside. Love is what has got me in this trouble.
Loving gave me chances to be by your side. But if I love someone else, I'll hurt her the more. Oh no. 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 I'll leave her hello. No.
Towards the hollow boy.
Say, honey, don't you
dig in near that trouble.
Say, honey, don't
look twice towards the hollow boy.
Say, honey,
don't you dig in near that trouble.
Ooh, say, honey, don't look twice towards the hollow boy. I say, honey, don't you dare near
trouble.
Axtell live from Studio A here on KUMD. Rowdy and fun, you guys.
Thanks
so much.
Well, welcome back to Duluth. According to our last live from Studio A, it was just about a year ago that you were here in Duluth with, you know, playing some shows and an EP.
Yeah, almost exactly. Sorry.
Well, tell us who you are, where you come from. Share that with your listeners.
I'm Katrina Axtell. I grew up on the North Shore. My parents are from the North Shore, so I'm from around here. I traveled to Argentina a few years ago, and I met Julian. Julie, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Julian.
Oh, good job. Juli, I met in Argentina. He's from Corrientes, the north of Argentina. He was already a pretty well-established soloist,
And I joined him and we started this project together, and we've been traveling the world and doing the whole music scene. And this is our first time touring. Well, this is our second tour in the U.S., but we're still early in the game and we're loving it.
Well, how is it to come back to her hometown here and kind of feel the love and see what it's like here, maybe where she honed her roots?
It's great. It's really cool, and it's mainly because I go back to Corrientes, and now finally people know my music. But like a few years ago, I would come back, and people were like, "Oh, you left," because when you start out, it's either, "Oh, so nice that you do music," and then they don't care anymore, and then when they like it, they care again. So I was going through that phase of, they don't care for this moment, and now they like it, so it's cool. But with Katrina, she started music in Argentina, so they never had that not caring face. It was always like, you like music, it happens to be good. So that's fun. I had to go through the age of like my music being awful. So
it didn't hurt that he had a pretty well established fan base there. So I just kind of hopped on board, and they were like, "We like you too," through Julian.
Oh, fantastic! Well, talk about this latest project. Is this your second EP then?
Yes, it is.
And by the duo, yeah.
Yeah. So, and you have some solo work before this?
Yeah, I released 3 albums by myself.
So talk about the new EP. It's called Traveler. Just came out. It actually comes out next week. What is it? Next Friday. And very exciting.
Well, yeah. Actually, online it came out a few days ago, like a week ago, I think. And the official release is up north in Grand Marais, in Katrina's hometown. The official release show. It's a lot of fun. It's called Traveler because it's just reflecting the kind of lives that we've been living the last 3 years, kind of. Katrina moving away, and then me moving from Corrientes to Buenos Aires, and then touring all over Buenos Aires, all over Argentina, all over Uruguay, and then coming to here. It's just getting used to all the different aspects of traveling, as in saying goodbye, missing all the happy parts, all the sad parts.
So you've been traveling and playing these songs for a while.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these songs, especially the ones that are on this most recent album, we're playing for the very first time. Some of them we recorded before we even really prepared them live. And so we have these studio versions of them, and it's been really fun to finally be able to apply them to a live show and to say, well, what are we going to do for this moment to make it interesting, to make it visually exciting? And so that's a really huge part of the process of doing a tour based off of an album, is being able to add all that stuff to it.
And what has the reception been at the venues that you've been playing?
It's been great. That's kind of why we started the duo. This is a story that I love to tell, because we just went on a road trip down in... we were planning to go to Tilly, but we didn't get to Tilly. So we were in Cordoba, this city in Argentina, and we were playing kind of for the very first time this covers that we both knew in a hotel patio, and the hotel owner walked by and he liked what he heard, and he said, "Do you want to play downstairs tonight?" And that was our very first show, and the response was good. So we had our second show. Someone in there invited us to another one. So we never... Axtel was very little of a gamble. It was, well, they like it, so let's name it.
And then just the next show, and then the next show.
Yeah, it was never having time to breathe, and that kind of feeds into the meaning of the album. So luckily, the reception has been great. Some cities are particularly exciting or particularly weird, but it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
And meeting a lot of people along the way.
Yeah. Now, we just started this tour. We've only had one show, and it was kind of more of a private show.
Oh, fantastic.
So this weekend is kind of the big start, where we're doing like full-on performances, which I'm really excited about.
Well, fantastic. Welcome to Duluth. And I know people will look forward to it after hearing this set. Well, I think we should hear another song.
Sure. Great. Yeah, we'll play something from the new album.
And the new album called Traveler, it's Axtel, it's 6 tracks. And what are we going to hear?
I think we're going to hear Passport.
Passport. It's Axtel live from Studio A.
Just a second. Grab your bags, forget your name. Your age is just a number anyway. I mean no harm, I come with ease. I wish you well, but hope that you can stay.
I'm feeling good, we're almost there. This song could someday take us anywhere.
Untie your hair and breathe it in. You don't know if you'll ever breathe this air again.
You don't know when you'll ever breathe this air.
I get the feeling that this is just a start. Wow, wow. I never doubted we're gonna go so far. Wow, wow. I never listen when they say we're too young, too loud. Well, no one's here to say we're not allowed. The feeling that this is just a start. Wow, wow. I never doubted we're gonna go so far. Wow, wow. I never listen when they say we're too young, too loud. Well, no one's here to say we're not allowed. Passport, son, I think for now your journey's done. Just rest your head and close your eyes. Don't worry about those silly lies you told the world, cause they forgot by now. Say, hand me your passport, son, I think for now your journey's done. Just rest your head and close your eyes. Don't worry about those silly lies you told the world, cause they forgot by now. I get the feeling that this is just the start. Wow, wow. I never doubted we're gonna go so far. Wow, wow. I never listen when they say we're too naive. Well, what else did you think they came to see?
Axtel live from Studio A, all the way from Argentina to Duluth, and playing a show tonight at Dublin's. Well, really lively. You get categorized as kind of pop, soul. What do you guys call your sound?
Well, it depends on the song you ask us about, because we have a lot of different sounds depending on the song. We have one song that's really bluesy. We have one that's kind of Kobe, Calais, poppy song.
I usually just panic and show people a video. I don't want to be
that
guy.
And they can decide for themselves.
Right. I really don't want to be that guy that as soon as you meet him, it's like, hey, watch my video. But it's a lot easier when they say, like, what kind of music do you play? And it's like, look at this. Just grab the phone and
look
at this.
It has like a little folk pop in it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I kind of, when people ask like for more specifics, I say, well, it's poppy soul with a little bit of folk in it.
Right. Who's the songwriter?
I would say it's 50-50, yeah.
At the beginning, Julian wrote five out of the six songs on our first album. The second album was pretty 50-50.
Yeah.
And then how does that process work? Is one person writing the lyrics?
Oh, it's so different
coming up
with
the melody.
Everyone.
Every song is a different...
Every song is a different beast. I don't know. I haven't really had much writer's block in my life, but I've had just periods where I don't write as much. Traveling made us write less, actually, but it made us write in different ways, and it made us just a little more introspective and see, like, hey, what's happening here? And maybe we write a song that seems about someone else, and it ends up being about us. So, and that's always a kick in the chin, but yeah.
Well, and the vibe is really joyful. Talk about where does that stem from? And you know, you're not singing, you know, like a slow, sad, you know, that take you down kind of music. This is you know, pick you up, makes you want to dance.
We do have a couple songs that are slower, a little more lyrical, more like soul music.
Yeah, but we try to stem away from the typical like boy girl duo of like sitting down in stools. I really can appreciate that, and I can enjoy it, but I don't want to do it.
And singing Can't Help Falling in Love,
yeah.
Which we have done, by
the way.
We have
done a version, yeah. You start somewhere.
Right.
But we both really love being on stage. We love involving the crowd, getting them to sing with us. That, to us, that's a huge part of our show, and I think that's what makes it memorable. And so we like to reflect that in the songs that we write, too. Songs that people can maybe dance a little bit, or at least tap their toes and hum along if they like.
Tell us a little bit about the instruments you're playing. You know, I can imagine that listeners are guessing it's a guitar and a mandolin.
I have a ukulele.
Yes.
This is a concert ukulele, and I use a low G string, which gives it a richer sound. Most ukuleles have a higher G string, this top one right here. Mm-hmm. And so it has a higher timbre, but this one is a little deeper.
Yeah, we kind of loved, and through ukuleles is how we started the duo. We started the duo by playing on the streets and subways of Buenos Aires. Those were like our first rehearsals.
On a little plastic ukulele. That's how I learned.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And it had that awful, really, after like an hour or two, really annoying sound of the ukulele. So we changed it for a low G string. So it sounds like a little sharper guitar.
Yeah,
so,
it really is a fantastic. And then what are you playing?
And my thing is a little weirder. For the listeners, it looks like a paddle. A paddle is the word?
It is. It looks like a canoe
paddle. Yeah, the thing you roll with. It's a guitar. The brand is Traveler Guitar. They only make this type of guitars. I want to talk to them because I can talk for... I want to talk to them for sponsorship because I love this guitar. And I could talk about it for hours. Basically, it's not a small guitar. It's just they removed everything that's not vital for it to sound. So it doesn't have a headstock. It doesn't have tuning pegs, but it has them inside the body. It doesn't have a box for it to sound. So it sounds like an electric when it's unplugged. So it sounds like nothing. It sounds very little when it's unplugged.
Right.
But when it's you plug it in, it sounds like a ginormous acoustic. So
it can't be played acoustic, but we have a little portable speaker that we bring everywhere with us, and it's really easy just to plug it into that, and it sounds like an acoustic guitar.
It really does have a very rich sound for what a minimalist guitar it is. How long have you been playing this, the Traveler?
This guy, I bought it actually for playing on the streets, which is not smart advice. I remember when I first started playing on the streets, it was because of lack of money, like about 3 years ago or 4 years ago. And I was like, okay, I'll buy the perfect equipment to play on the streets. And I maxed out my credit card by far just on equipment to play on the street, which was not smart. That little speaker that Katrina talked about, I bought it that time.
At the same time.
And it's great quality. It's super durable and super, it's a really good brand, but it was not the kind of thing you want to buy for playing on the street. It was completely overkill, and this guitar is the same. Yeah, it kind of killed my budget, but it made playing on the streets a lot more fun.
Well, it's definitely a conversation piece, and really really fun to see. It's a really unusual instrument combination.
Definitely. We get a lot of people asking about it. Like, what is that? Is that a guitar?
Well, tell us a little bit about the shows that you're going to be playing. You're playing tonight.
Yeah, we're playing at 10 p.m. at Dublin Brew Pub.
And that's right downtown on Superior Street here in Duluth.
Mm-hmm. And that one's free, open to the public. Anybody's welcome to go. I don't know if the bar is 21 plus.
Oh, I think it is. There's a restaurant as well.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And then on Saturday night.
That one is with two other musicians. It's Teague Alexis. He's releasing his album Circuit Sessions. And
right.
So we're helping him celebrate that. Mama Stolen Horses, that's a band that we met last year. We loved their sound, and so we asked them, hey, we'd really love to do a show with you guys. So they put us together on the bill with Teague, and we're really excited for that performance.
Oh, what a great lineup. They also have some unusual instruments. I know Christopher will pull out like a cigar box guitar.
Oh, really?
Or some other things.
We met them at an open mic, and so they had,
they were pretty conservative with instruments, just like us.
Yeah, but I'm really excited to see their full show because we've never seen them perform a full show.
Oh, fantastic. So a couple duos, Teague, and that's Saturday night at the Red Herring Lounge, and that's down on First Street here in Duluth. Well, have a great tour, all the shows that you're playing in Minnesota, and congratulations on the new EP, Traveler. Axtell playing live from Studio A, and we should hear one more song here.
Okay, great.
All right.
Let's see. Song that we wrote about actually starting out playing on the streets. It's called it's a quote, because most people don't get that it's an ironic title.
Right.
It's called Dirty Hippies.
Axtell, live from Studio A.
Well, ma'am, you see me as a troubled one, and I'll admit I have troublesome. A simple look at me, you see my aim is not polished, but I'll try this by this industry to keep myself honest.
And I know, my darling, this is just a subway station, and damn, I know you're into peaceful conversation. I don't mean to attack you or fill you with fear. I hope that you respect, I pour my heart out here.
And no,
no,
what's my drums? So,
so,
which will be my drum?
Dirty hippies.
Now my lyrics are key component. You're watching a focus showman, a broken poet, an open book. If you take a second look and just join the enjoyment, give me just 1 second, you might give me a meaningful moment.
No,
no, bullets sound like drums. So,
so,
words will be my gun. Dirty hippies.
That was fun.
Axtell, live from Studio A here on KUMD. Well, thanks so much for making time to come and be on the radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, safe travels and have some great shows.
Thank you.
Axtell, live from Studio A here on KUMD. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean with Chris Harwood on audio, Cheyenne Vavrina, web assistants, and, of course, myself, Maya Jensen. You can check out upcoming guests, listen to previous sessions at KUMD.org.